You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you got your Bibles this morning, go ahead and look in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. 2 Timothy. We're going to let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost wants to do. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses." Somebody say, many witnesses. "Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Jump down to verse 15. "Be diligent." Somebody say, be diligent. "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed." How many know there's no guilt in the kingdom? You ain't got to hide out and be a secret undercover Christian. This ain't the Secret Service Christianity platform. You get to live bold. You ain't got to be ashamed. You ain't got to walk into a room in a church and flash your little undercover badge. No. You get to live bold. Somebody say, I get to live bold. He said, does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. In other words, watch your mouth. Got two people trying to help me. I might have to switch sermons right now in the middle of all this. Right now, I just feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, shut your mouth. Sometimes when you can't say nothing good, just shut your mouth. That was the lesson of Joshua Jericho walking around the building, walking around the city. He said, don't you say a word for 6 days. Keep your mouth shut. You know why he said that? Because he knew that it would open up their mouth and start complaining and destroy everything God wanted to do. Sometimes you just got to know how to shut your mouth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. How many know cancer will spread? Cancer that can kill your body can kill your spirit. And you can do it with your mouth. And their message will spread like a cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. And they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, somebody say nevertheless. Nevertheless, I mean, when you say nevertheless, it takes what was just said and takes all the onus off of that and puts it on what you're about to say. In other words, what I just said, you do need to know, but it ain't that important, because what I'm about to say is going to negate what I just said. Somebody shout nevertheless. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Oh! Having this seal, the Lord knows who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful. How many want to be useful today? And useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Come on, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the revelation of truth in this house. And God, I come against every distraction. Lord, every wicked thought, every wicked thing that's trying to rise up against your truth today. Father, I thank you, God, for that revelation that changes us, causes us to be more like you. In Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen. If you don't believe that, say, oh my. I ain't got no takers. Touch somebody and say, I can't be bought. I can't be bought. I want to talk to you a little bit about living dangerously. Somebody say, I need to learn how to live dangerously. I mean, there ain't no safe spaces in Christianity. No, no, no. Y'all ain't going to shout me down, but come on, that's what we're learning. We're hearing all about it today. Everybody got to have a safe space. There ain't no safe spaces in Christianity. We have been called to be dangerous, to live dangerously to the system of the world, to live in a counterculture that is anti the cosmos, the world, the way of things. It ain't easy sometimes. Sometimes it's dangerous. See, we don't understand how dangerous it can be sometimes because we're living over here in America. But you know, there's people giving their life every day. There's kids being beheaded today for being a Christian. But God has put it on his body to live dangerously. Amen? And not only just to live dangerously, but to have dangerous faith. Because it's going to take dangerous faith to change the culture that we live in. We're not going to change the culture of the United States of America by hiding out in the church, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to change the culture of the world by living dangerously, by getting out there a little bit. See, some of us are just content to just go to church and not get out there. We show up on church and get our hallelujah on, and then we get on Monday and forget we had a hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. I think we're coming to a place in the life of the church where we got to stay as the body of Christ. Enough is enough. I don't care what side of the aisle you come from. I don't care if you come from up above or down below, but enough is enough, because the church of Jesus Christ is the answer for every question on the planet. It is the problem for every solution. That's why he spilled his precious blood. Come on, amen. Listen, when you realize what it takes from you to get what it takes to make you, that's when you begin to get a no-quitter kind of an attitude. That's when you begin to stand in a gap and say, I'm not taking any more of this. I'm not backing down anymore. I know who I am in Christ. I've been bought with a price. I've been purchased by his blood, and I ain't backing up and I ain't shutting up. I'm living dangerously. You say, well, that just sounds political. No, it don't. That just sounds like Jesus. Now, you cannot frame everything up inside of a country that's only 240 years old. You better pull it right out of the American culture and understand that you were bought with a price, and you've got an identity on you that was formed before the foundation of the world. Because this ain't about being a citizen or a non-citizen or a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. This is about being a blood-bought, precious Christian of the Lord Jesus Christ and what my assignment is to this world. Come on, amen. I'm talking about a determination, a no-quitter kind of an attitude in the face of overwhelming odds. I got about five people to stay with me. Come on, y'all with me? Amen? Listen to me. How many of you know today that every dream has opposition? Every dream has opposition. Matter of fact, one of the best ways to tell that you are headed in the right direction is that you are encountering opposition. It's always a good indicator that you are going in the right direction because there's resistance, amen? As a matter of fact, the truth is if you're in a place in your life where there is no opposition that is coming at you, then you've just settled for a point in your life where you're comfortable. Or we can just say you sold out to comfort. Amen? In other words, if you're not being opposed, it's because you're not headed in the right direction. If you ain't got an enemy, find one. Because your enemy is most likely standing in the path of where God wants you to go. That's why he's there. Because your enemy don't want you to go where you got. Okay, somebody help me. Amen. Listen, the greater the pressure, the greater the possibilities. The greater the resistance, the more the blessing that's behind it when you get into dangerous, determined faith and begin to step out into that thing that God's called you to step into. Come on, amen. See, oftentimes God allows situations to come into our lives where we feel like we're overwhelmed, where we feel like we can't keep up. And the reason why we feel like we're getting a little bit overwhelmed is because God is using that situation to train us, to test us, to make us into the warrior that he's called us to be and give us a relentless, determined faith to believe him for the impossible in our life. Come on, amen. I don't know about you, but there's been some times in my life where if God didn't help me through my stuff, I wasn't going to make it through my stuff. Nah, there's been some times in my life where I just want to say, that's it, I can't do no more. This is where Jason ends and Holy Ghost begins. Jason done did everything he can do, thought of everything he can think of, worked every angle he can work, stood in faith as long as he could, and Jason ain't got nothing else to offer, he just needs Jesus. Come on, amen. Come on, for some of us, if God didn't show up, we wouldn't have nothing else to give. We'd be all out of it. Come on, amen. Huh?
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of the Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
The biggest problem I see is that today in this culture, we have a means to our own ends. That's our biggest problem. We always know how to get the answer and we know everything. If we don't know everything, we can Google it and find it. We've learned how to get what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. And if we don't get what we want, when we want, and how we want it, we will let everybody know that we didn't get what we want, when we wanted it, and how we wanted it. And we won't be that pleasant about it because we used to get in our way. Come on, amen? And so what do? We end up selling out to convenience. We end up selling out to complacency. We end up selling out to our career. Come on, somebody, help me. And we say, well, I just got to do these things right now. No, you don't. I think you need to stand up and declare that the kingdom of God is alive and well and there's an assignment on your life and you're a person of destiny and stop worrying about the small things that come along and nip at you. I mean, you know, the Bible says it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. It's not the great big devil in your way. It's all the little tiny things nipping at your heels. Huh? And so what we've done in our culture is we've learned how to trust our stuff more than we trust him. And trust our decisions more than we trust His will. And think that our decisions and our will is going to get us through, because God, after all, gave us a logical mind and He wants us to use it. No, He wants you to be dependent on Him. He wants you to logically conclude that you need to depend on Him. Yeah, I know that's a stretch, but come on now. Why? God wants us to depend on Him for everything. He wants us to go to Him for what we have. He wants us to go to Him for what we need. I don't care if you can get it yourself or not. He still wants you to trust Him for it. That's how faith works. Amen? Huh? In other words, God don't want us to be dependent on ourselves. He wants us to be dependent on His Spirit in our life. God already knows you know how to do some things. Come on. That's why He picked you for the assignment that He gave you. But He wants you to be dependent on His Spirit when you do it. Amen? So that means if you're feeling some opposition this morning, you ought to stand at your feet and give Him praise right now, because you hit it in the right direction. Go ahead, give Him praise. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's feeling a little bit of opposition to the dream. Feeling a little bit of pushback. So I was going this way and all of a sudden something started pushing back on me. I didn't like the way it felt, so I started backing up. And then I realized that I was bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And I said, no, I'm going to take another step of faith. You better get out of my way, devil. You better get out of my way, problem. You better get out of my way, question. Because I got the living Spirit of God on the inside of my life. And I ain't putting up with no pushback from you. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Listen, you got to have determined, dangerous, relentless faith when it comes to the promises God on your life. Because if you can be denied, you will be denied. Come on, amen. When you get to the point where you say, I can't take it anymore. I mean, that's when you have all you can take. When you admit that that's it and you can't take it anymore, then that's all you can take. Because you're agreeing with what the enemy says over your life. That's where you'll stop. Huh? Now, I'm not telling you God changed the direction of your life, because He will change the direction of your life. That's where you need to be obedient. Okay? Sometimes God will say, all right, that's enough. Now you're doing this. Somebody say, hallelujah, Pastor. That's good. But sometimes we just quit because it got too hard. Come on, amen? See, the enemy of your life is out to get your faith. He ain't after your kids. He ain't after your house. He ain't after your watch. He ain't after your car. He ain't after your job. He's after your faith. Because if he can get your faith, then he can destroy everything else. If he can get you to live in a place of complacency, then he knows you'll never be effective for the destiny of your life, and you'll never make a difference in the kingdom of God. You might fill up a chair in church, and he's all right with that. He just don't want you helping fill up anymore. And if he can make you complacent, then you ain't going to bring nobody to church with you. If he can make you complacent, then you're not going to talk about Jesus in the marketplace. If he can make you complacent, then you're going to be consumed with everything going on in your own life and not worried about what's going on in somebody else's life. That's some good preaching right there. I think I lost some of you. All right? Huh? Praise the Lord. The Bible says your adversary. Everybody say your adversary. How many know the devil ain't God's adversary? No, you missed that. The devil is not God's enemy. The devil got defeated a long time ago. The devil said, hey, and God said, bam, boom. And he was gone. It was like that. Ain't no more adversary for God. The devil barely got a half a word out of his mouth, and he was thrown down on the planet like a bolt of lightning cast out of heaven. It was over, Jack. No war, no battle. He ain't God's adversary. The Bible says the devil, your adversary, seeks about like a roaring lion, trying to find people that he can devour. Come on, somebody. In other words, he's trying to devour something out of you. What's he trying to do? Steal your faith. Because if he can get you to believe a lie, then you'll behave a lie. And then you'll manifest fear in your life. And you will never live the destiny that God has set before you. Amen? That's why the Bible says this. The Bible says, it is the good fight of faith. It's a good fight. I mean, you got to stay in faith. That means you ain't got to slap everybody that gets in your face. That means you ought to pray for them. It's a fight of faith. That means I've got to fight to stay in faith. Come on, amen. And if I'm fighting to stay in faith, then I'm fighting to stay in rest. So my struggle is to remain in faith so I can live at a place of rest, because I can't be at peace and be at rest and live at a place called joy unless I can get there by faith. Because the world's done gone mad. The world's crazy. I mean, all you got to do is watch TV for 10 minutes. The world is crazy. Somebody shout, the world's crazy. That's why they need you. They don't even know. They don't even know what they need. See, you're the antibiotic to the sin condition of the world. We just got to get the world to take their medicine. Praise the Lord. So we're striving. We're fighting to get to this place called rest, where we learn how to trust the Lord with all of our hearts, where we learn how to lean not on our own understanding, but we fight the fight of faith so that we can really trust Him and acknowledge Him in all of our ways, in all of His ways. See, it's hard to do that if you're full of yourself. If you've always got the answer to every question, it's hard to get in faith and believe God for the answer to every question because you already know it all. So we fight to come to a point where we don't have to fight. That's what faith works, amen? And then we enter into the place called the rest of the Lord, and we get there by faith. Somebody shout faith. Remember when Joshua was getting ready to go into Jericho and he ran into the commander of the army? He said this to the commander of the army. He said, are you for us or are you against us? Are you with us or are you our adversary? Isn't that like us all the time? We always want to know, are you with me or against me? That's how we always are, ain't it? Are you with me or not? Ain't that what we always want to know, amen? Who's on my side? Who's with me, huh? And the commander of the army looked at Joshua, and this is what he said when he asked him a question. He said, no. He said, are you for us or against us? And the commander of the army of the Lord said, no. Come on, somebody. How many of you know what the answer that Joshua was looking for? Because no didn't make no sense to him. And the commander of the army just said, no. He said, what do you mean? In other words, the Lord is not standing behind my program or standing behind your program or my ability or your ability or standing behind my talent or your talent or my skill or your skill. The Lord is backing up the purposes of God. In other words, no, he's doing his thing. Are you with him or not? He ought to be the one asking the question. In other words, why are you asking that question? No. No, wrong question. Come on, somebody, amen? That means when you and I begin to rest ourselves in the providence of God and recognize that He knows us better than we know ourselves and that we can trust Him even when we can't see Him and we can believe on His name even when we don't have any reason to believe on His name other than the fact of what we read in the Bible. How many know that God is always working on our behalf even if we don't know He's working on our behalf? When your faith can rest in that knowledge, peace comes. But if your faith can't rest in that knowledge, then worry comes. Fear comes. Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? You dealt with some fear. Praise the Lord. It don't matter how high the waves are in the ocean, as long as the water don't get in the boat. They ain't be 100 feet. If the water ain't getting in the boat, you're going to be all right.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Attendeth my way when so.